Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Marshall Tucker, by the way. The Marshall Tucker Band from their original album. I heard them last year. Or was it? Yeah, I guess it was last year in Vegas. And they were touring. Did a great job. Marshall Tucker Band. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. When you get a chance, lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. The videos that we have there, we got a lot of stuff there. Thousands of pieces of content from our thousands of Brain Trust members who've deposited their wisdom with us, like our good friend Kathy Perry, who's been a great member of our Brain Trust, our social media specialist. We're talking about building community, right, Kathy?
Yes, we are, Jim.
And loyalty. Welcome. And engagement with customers. KathyPerry.com, by the way. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, what else do we need to know about engagement, customer engagement?
Well, understanding that mobile marketing is really what's happening and small businesses really can benefit from that mobile marketing arena. And mostly because when people are on their smartphones, they're searching for local businesses. That as they're driving, oftentimes, they're searching to find out.
They might be looking for directions.
They could be looking for directions, and an ad can pop up that is, you know, they're within so many, like a mile of the store.
Siri says, hello, oh great one. I have a 5-star Bucks who are very near to you.
You know, yes.
She calls me oh great one, by the way.
I'm sure you trained her to do that.
No, I didn't know. No, she just picked it up on her own. Yeah. So,
great.
But no, that's available, right?
Yes, and it's really important that small businesses understand this power that mobile marketing is giving to the consumer to find them.
Hang on a second. I want to drill down on this a little bit, folks. When you're optimizing your website, when you're optimizing your digital footprint for mobile, remember that I'm driving down the road or I'm looking for pizza, and I want a certain kind of pizza. I want a hamburger pizza or a pepperoni pizza or whatever. I'm going to pop Siri open and say, I want to find me a pepperoni pizza in East Houston. Or Southern Chicago, or whatever, or Peoria, or whatever. And if you aren't optimized for the way I'm going to ask that question, I'm not going to get you. But if you are, you'll pop up there, and it'll give me directions to your store.
And here's the thing that's even more critical for the local business: if it's important that they're on sites like Google Places, the Maps, but even Yelp. And some of those types of standardized sites out there, they can have a free listing or a paid listing.
Manta's that way, too.
Yeah, Manta. All of those are going to help that small business to show up when somebody's doing that search. So those listings are really important. Right. And that's very easy for them to do.
And it costs nothing.
Absolutely.
It'll cost you $300, maybe $500, to get somebody to build you a mobile site too, by the way.
Right, absolutely. And then there's some mobile ad platforms that can help them, like Urban Shuffle, Trumpia, Fixu. There's some, mobile ad platforms that, could help them get their ad out there so then when somebody is searching. But here's the thing that just happened 2 days ago. Google just bought a company that is going to really make a huge difference in the local ad market. I'm not even sure how you pronounce it, if it's Waze or Waz. It's Waze is the name of the company they just bought up. It's tracking the traffic. So now Google is going to have the information of where you are in your car, and so how that's going to impact mobile ad revenue.
Are you saying they're going to push ads to my smartphone without me asking?
They already do that. They already do that. But now they're going to know where you are in proximity to the advertisers and the advertisers' program. They're going to know from
your mobile device. You're going to be pinged even though you don't want it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, but this is a good reason not to tell them where you are.
Where you are.
Yeah.
Yep. So these types of apps that people are putting down for traffic, so it shows them where traffic jams are, you know, those type of traffic apps.
Right.
It's also tracking. Okay, it knows where you are, and it knows where the traffic is, but it also knows where the stores are that are advertising.
This is starting to get a little creepy.
Vicinity. I know.
This is getting creepy. In light of everything else that's going on these days, this is getting creepy. So and I wonder if humanity isn't starting to outkick its coverage.
And so I knew you'd appreciate this one, Jim.
Yeah.
But this is making the hair come up
on the back of my neck.
$1 billion deal happened to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Facebook was in talks for them, but Google won.
Facebook messed up, I guess. Okay, folks, you forewarned is forearmed. That's all I can say. Kathy Perry, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end, and you can find her, and she'll help you with your digital strategy. I recommend her, of course. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.